Employees have always had ideas. That part's not new. What is new is the platform on which they have to share them with every single person on the planet. So it used to be if you had your odd view of the world and you shared it with other people that shared that odd view of the world in whatever corner of whatever bar you chose to do that, none of the rest of us knew about it. Really, companies could stay out of it. Personal time, professional time, very distinct. Fast forward to today, it's nothing like that at all. Every single employee has a virtually no-cost platform with which to share whatever views they may hold across the full spectrum of your coworkers, your managers, your investors, your stakeholders, your potential customers, your business partners, and everybody else under the sun. What that has produced is an increasing rate at which I'm getting calls. It started out with, okay, I found out my employee is doing really, really dumb things on their spare time. Should I fire them? And that was like the first generation of what is this thing called Facebook. Recruiters went through a period where they loved it and they looked a lot. And then they discovered you could disqualify every single candidate if you looked hard enough. So they stopped looking. And thus was born LinkedIn, the more professional version of us online. Now what it's turned into, though, is no, we're moving past that. Now it's employees actually expressing what I'll simply label ideas. I have a viewpoint. I have something that I feel passionately about, and I'm sharing it. If that idea goes, as we all say, viral, and is not aligned with what I as a company stand for, and you become associated with me, we have a problem. And we're going to go through a few examples of this, but they will include things like, I assume you know who James Damore is. Is everyone familiar with James Damore? It's an ex-Google engineer who wrote a manifesto, and I'm still not clear on what it takes to be a manifesto. It doesn't have to be long. I think it has to be sweeping conclusion. But he wrote a manifesto is what he calls it. I call it mostly a memo. And it got him fired. And there's a really good reason why, and we're going to walk through that. You're all familiar, and it's right back in the news now with Colin Kaepernick.